This library is the largest library anywhere in the United States for the study of Africa, and it is one of the largest libraries of this kind in the world. It has a long history of collecting materials about Africa and making these materials available not only to our students and faculty here at Northwestern, but in sharing them beyond the Northwestern campus.
How old are these maps? How far back do they date?
Well, the earliest maps go back to the 1500s, the earliest maps that were made about Africa.
You know who are the authors?
Yes, we know who the cartographers were. Many of them lived in Amsterdam, which was a center of cartography in that period.
And what tools or techniques were used in making these?
Well, of course, they never visited Africa. So they built, first of all, they built their knowledge about the shape of Africa and the features of the land from earlier maps that had shown North Africa in particular. They also built their knowledge based on their readings of the very small number of works about Africa that were available to be read at that time. I mean, not only things that were being published in that period of history in the 1500s, but also going back into antiquity, what the Greeks said about Africa, what the Romans said about Africa. They were taking text and turning it into a map, into visual.
Have you made any comparisons between these maps and the new maps that are based on actual fact?
If you start looking at the maps chronologically, you see how even at the very beginnings there was the shape of Africa, it's not that much different from the shape of Africa as we know it today. But it certainly is very different. It's sort of a very crude rendition of the shape of Africa. What I think is fascinating is because of the early writings going back into Greek and Roman times about what was in the interior of Africa, you have geographical features appear, and then over time they become more and more distinct. For example, going way back into antiquity, there is speculation about the source of the Nile, the source of the Nile being a great lake. So even though Lake Victoria is not the source of the Nile, there's this lake that is somewhere in the vicinity of where Lake Victoria is. The interesting thing about Lake Victoria, for example, is Lake Victoria is primarily circular. In the earliest maps, no one had ever seen Lake Victoria that the cartographers knew of. So Lake Victoria is a very long, sort of almost sausage-like shaped lake. And as the years go by, it becomes more and more round.
What then is the value of these maps in terms of intellectual value?
Well, I think the intellectual value of the map, that it shows very clearly how understanding and perceptions of Africa change over time. It shows what European peoples were thinking about when they thought about Africa. For example, in many of the early maps, there are depictions of kingdoms in the interior of Africa, wealthy kingdoms built on gold and silver. So there are speculations that somewhere in Africa there are kingdoms that European political entities would want to find and have relationships with. There are some very interesting depictions of Christian communities on the west coast of West Central Africa that no one really had any contact with. They just speculated that they were there, and they're depicted on the maps.
And again, please, for listeners,
the website is www.library.northwestern.edu/gov/info/collections/maps of Africa.
Thank you so much, David.
Jackson, thank you very much for giving me this opportunity.
You're welcome.